Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with artist Ernell Martinez to talk about the Coltrane mural going up at 29th and Diamond Streets in Philadelphia. It replaces an earlier mural honoring Coltrane that existed nearby but had to be destroyed because of new construction on that site. I asked him whether the old mural informed his approach to the new work.
Absolutely. There were elements of the old mural that I wanted to incorporate into my new mural. But yet I wanted it to be my work and my art. So there was definitely some carryover, you know, compositionally. I wanted it to relate to the original image. You know, folks in the neighborhood who saw that mural every single day would miss it, you know, once it was gone. So I wanted to keep some of that as part of the new piece.
So the old mural has Coltrane kind of looking out pensively with hazy images from his life in the background. Mm-hmm. And is that the type of thing you wanted to kind of carry on, or the fact that there's like a collage behind him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there's he lived such a wonderful and amazing life. You know, as short as it was pretty astonishing, his influence and his impact on the world. And the original mural did a great job of sort of capturing that narrative of his relationship with Alice, of course, and his connection to Strawberry Mansion. And also just his influence on music. And so, you know, in the new design, each of those elements are represented in sort of a new way, reinterpreted in my piece. And so, you know, in a similar fashion, the composition is somewhat similar. Coltrane sort of centered, enlarged in the composition, and then these other sort of narrative elements behind them.
They're similar in design, but there's a difference.
Yes, there is a difference. You know, the original mural had these very sort of cool and somber colors, and Coltrane was quite muted, but there was still a warmth to him. And I wanted to really play that up and really bring some really rich and vibrant and powerful and bold colors to the new design and really make that an emphasis of my mural.
And you know, it's interesting. It looks like the sun is setting somewhere, there's a kind of reddish orange glow to him. The way you look when you're facing the sun.
Yeah, well, you know, the reality even of passing and transitioning, you know, is that the sun is setting on somebody, and so that's part paying homage to Coltrane in his life. That, you know, the sun is setting, but it's not done yet. There's still a story to be told, and so you know, that vibrancy, that warmth, that power, That's part of what I'm trying to capture with my mural.
Well, Coltrane looks very confident.
Absolutely, yeah, iconic. You know, he's 30 feet tall, and you know, the landscape falls behind in background. So there's this really sort of iconic, beautiful presence that's being depicted here.
So when I went to the painting party, that people had big panels.
Yeah.
On tables, and they looked like they were painting by number.
Yes.
Can you just explain what the process is of putting the mural together? Because someone said to me, "Well, if it's panels, and mural is it actually painted on the wall? Is it not painted on? You know, how does it work?"
Yes. So that process is, we paint on a material that's a non-woven fabric, very similar to. A fabric sheet or dryer sheet that you put in your dryer, and we prep the surface with primer, and then we cut in these 5x5 foot squares, and then, you know, the image is projected on each individual panel. Once it's cut up, of course, there's the large image, and then to scale, we project the entire mural onto these panels, and then we go through this coating process where it becomes just like a paint by number, where each section is designated a number and a color. And so it's a way of us getting the community involved. We had about, I don't know, 50 people or so turn out to our paint day at the Hatfield House, which is, you know, just a block or stone's throw away from Coltrane's actual house, which is great. And, you know, we were very fortunate to have great weather that day. And yeah, you know, it gave the community an opportunity to come and join in and painting and partaking in painting this mural.
So the whole mural is how big?
It's about 35 by 35, roughly. It starts off, you know, I work in my computer once I have a design, and then I cut it up in my computer in these 5x5 foot squares, and then each individual panel is projected onto the actual physical panel, So I have, you know, maybe 30 or 40 panels, and each one is projected an individual image that's a part of the mural. So it's like a puzzle.
Right, I see.
And so it's reconstructed on the wall. So I actually glue it back on the wall in a sort of reverse process of cutting it up.
And are they just painting the background, or are they painting all of it?
No, they're painting the actual mural.
Oh.
And then when it's done, I take the panels, and then I'll go back and I'll touch everything up, and then I'll glue it to the wall.
So the panels then are glued to the brick or
yeah.
cement or whatever
yeah.
it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's glued directly onto the wall. And once the glue is dry, the material shrinks onto the wall. The glue shrinks, and the material actually captures the texture of the wall. So if it's brick behind it, it'll look like it's been painted directly on brick. If it's on mortar or rough stucco, it'll look the same way. So it looks like you painted it on the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a more stable way of painting these murals, and they last so much longer than if you paint it directly on the wall.
So is there ever a time where you're on a really, really tall ladder mm-hmm. painting details?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's if you're afraid of heights, it's not the job for you. But yeah, we install it panel by panel, and then I'll go back one more time and touch everything up so all the seams line up. So you can never tell that it wasn't painted directly on the wall.
Wow. And I guess, so that makes it look like it's really part of the wall. So mm-hmm. that's why when a developer comes and has, you can't move it. It's once it's there, it's there.
Once it's there, it's there. You know, it's not going anywhere. You know, we're really lucky that the homeowner was open to this project. It's my understanding that he's a musician himself and a music lover. So, you know, it all worked out really well for us.
Cool. So what do you think the role of public art is, and how does it help us?
Public art is about the democratic process as much as anything else. Public space, who has say-so in what's being put in public space. And, you know, art finds a way of sort of bringing out the best and the worst in folks when we're doing public art. But, you know, public art is about taking what's precious and beautiful and putting it into public space. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a mural. It could be a sculpture. It could be, you know, anything, you know, and as long as it's about the beautification of a public space or a public area.
Wow. So coming up, you it seems like you have a lot of projects going on simultaneously.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot going on, which is great. You know, you'd rather have too much than not enough. And you know, these murals are, you know, that they're my favorite thing to do, because I feel that I'm contributing back to my community in one way or another, through the art and through the engagement process.
So you've been doing this like 15 years, maybe?
Roughly, yeah.
Has your thinking about it changed?
No, I don't think it's changed. You know, I think as a young student, or youngish student, you know, you love making art and you love doing your own thing, your own practice. But, you know, when you have the opportunity to work in a community and take art to a community who might not always have access to it, you know, you have these wonderful museums and art galleries and these institutions here in Philadelphia, but they're not always sort of taken advantage of by people that's nearby, you know. And so if you could take a little bit of that and bring it into the community, particularly as an artist of color as well, you know, that's really an amazing opportunity and process.
That's great.
I'm just really, you know, honored to be a part of this project and to sort of contribute, you know, in preserving his legacy.
Well, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming in, Ernell Martinez.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.